Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download the Shiny Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download the Shiny Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Shiny Radio app for free now.
Sadly, you've lost a loved one. You're experiencing complicated grief and don't know what to do. You feel you're losing your mind, or you're experiencing a dark night of the soul due to some painful life challenges and can't seem to see the light at the end of the tunnel. Perhaps you're struggling in your marriage or relationship and feel like throwing in the towel. Maybe you're a student and struggling with your self-esteem and suffer from test anxiety. Or you're a business person hitting the glass ceiling and struggling in your business and need a breakthrough. Or maybe you simply need to retreat and hear yourself think so you may recharge and refocus. Whatever the challenges you face, Victorious Living has developed a solution for you. Call Victorious Living at 1-721-524-8731, 1-721-522-2084, or 1-888-VICTORY. That's 1-888-388-4286. Or visit us at victoriouslivingfoundation.com and transform your life today.
Of course, ladies and gentlemen, wherever you are listening to Love and Inspiration, to welcome you to a powerful interview here with yours truly, Roy Cotton Jr. Reminding you that this radio show can be heard live every Sunday at 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time on 102.7 FM. A rebroadcast can be heard on Voice of the Caribbean every Sunday night at 8 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time, or Monday morning at 10 a.m. at Atlantic Standard Time. Or you can listen to a powerful interview or any interview, of course, on Bashani Radio. Download the Bashani Radio app and listen to your heart's content to all the Love and Inspiration radio interviews here with yours truly, Roy Cotton Jr. I'm connected today at this point and time live with His Excellency UN Peace Ambassador Dr. Andre Thomas in beautiful Barbados. He's a visionary, bishop, economic leadership coach, thought leader, and prophetic author. He serves at the as the president of the CILC, an organization with a mission to drive initiatives and facilitate efforts to create greater and closer national ties, economic development ties, and faith-based ties between the Caribbean and Israel. He's the visionary and CEO of the Ideas and Solutions Group, Inc., an economic leadership development, media publishing, and education company. Good afternoon to you, His Excellency UN Peace Ambassador Dr. Andre Thomas. Welcome to Love and Inspiration. How are you doing, sir?
Good afternoon, and it's a joy to be with you, Roy Cotton Jr. It's always a pleasure to be on this radio program.
Thank you. Thank you for taking time to be with us here today. It's really a pleasure to have you also. And, you know, the reason why you're here this afternoon is because, as I mentioned, and we all are aware of it, that we are in the month of February, which is recognized as Black History Month. And it's so very important for us who are listening to the radio, and as persons listen to this rebroadcast at the specific times that I've mentioned, that they're going to be able to learn how your heritage and identity help to shape your destiny. And that's very powerful, to learn how your heritage and identity help to shape your destiny. But before we go into that, His Excellency Dr. Andre Thomas, can you just give us a little bit of an idea of your history? How did it all evolve for you to what you do today, and where are you from originally? So the listeners around the world, and here, of course, in beautiful St. Martin, have an idea about who you are, and then we go straight into it.
Okay, I have a very unique heritage in the sense that I am I'm from a clan in Africa a clan of warriors, royal people, and that was a very strong clan along the west coast of Africa. And during the times of slavery, they fought against the British and were very effective in wars. And one of their sons was actually captured, and the British sought to trade that son with the clan. And when they did, they were ambushed and captured and taken on a ship to Jamaica. And when they arrived in Jamaica, okay, there was a storm, and I believe they had to go to Port Elizabeth. And when they got there, the clan staged a revolt, killed about 285 okay, British, and ran up to the hills. And those are the Jamaicans that you hear about who fought the British. I come a direct descendant of them, okay? And they ran up to the hills, and they were never enslaved. They stayed up there until emancipation. And then after emancipation, there was an admiral by the name of Admiral Thomas. And he said, looking, I understand what happened. You guys were a royal family. You guys were warriors. Okay, this is what happened. But what I want to do to bring you and integrate you back into trade, you need to have a surname. So let me give you your surname in return for you leaving the hills and doing guerrilla warfare. And he said, I'll give you my name, which is Thomas. So the entire clan became Thomas. And so that's how I got my surname Thomas. And then after we all received the name Thomas, some of the clan members decided to go back to Africa. So I am from the set that decided to go back to Africa to a place called Freetown, and where they formed a colony. So I'm a direct descendant of that. So so my parents, my grandparents, my grandfather's father, they came from that line. And I was born in England, but I was raised up in Sierra Leone, so I'm of that particular heritage. So I have roots in Jamaica, roots in Sierra Leone, and I'm part of the Thomas clan. And this particular clan has gone around the world, and everywhere they go, they fight for justice, they fight for economic justice, because it's in our blood. In fact, there's a Netflix series that's been talked about doing about the Thomas clan.
Wow, that's powerful.
Yes.
You know, I'm so happy that I've asked you that question, because that's even a question I've always wanted to ask you, you know, your origins. And it's so powerful to hear that amazing mix. And just thinking about how interesting that is and how powerful that the heritage is. And it goes to show, when you talk about that, Your Excellency, how important it is to know that, because when you know your heritage and you know exactly where you come from, you're able to operate on a different level. You're able to operate with authority, etc., which we're going to get into that, because it's super exciting. And you talk about, you know, fighting for justice and Freedom Town, and all of that is so very vital for what we're talking about today. So, Dr. Thomas, being here today, and just before I get into that, I mentioned that you are the visionary of some powerful organizations. Can you just give a little bit of an idea, or share with the listeners some of the organizations that you head, so they have something to plug into?
Okay. I am the founder and CEO of the Ideas and Solutions Group, which is made up of three organizations, which is Caribbean Israel Leadership Coalition, that works with the Nation of Israel, the government of Israel, to bring Israeli technical solutions and expertise to the region. Example, we trained last year 2,500 farmers across the region. Right now, we're about to sign an MOU with CARICOM to provide greater training for farmers all across the region. And we do a lot of work. So that's CLC. We actually have CIF that provides financing for development projects within the region of the Caribbean, and Caribbean Israel Venture Services Inc. that does that works with various Israeli companies. Example, cybersecurity, to bring solutions. I'm also the CEO and co-founder of Pleon Inc. Group Inc., which is a major construction company, okay, based in Guyana. It's also based in Barbados. It's based in Trinidad and incorporated within Jamaica. And we do major infrastructure work and construction work at the region, build hotels and things like that. And we also finance. And then I also lead, I am the head of head of the Caribbean region for Upton Funds, which is a venture capital fund that funds major projects globally.
Wow.
Apart from being a preacher and a minister of the gospel.
that is definitely who you are, because I've watched actually your teachings and they're so very powerful. And that's why you're here on the program today, because we're going to talk about that too. And I believe you forgot to mention that you're also a father and a husband. There you go.
That's I am the husband of the remarkable Dr. Nina Thomas, Ambassador Dr. Nina Thomas, and I have two great daughters, Sophia and Simone.
Wow, you're complete. You're complete. That's what I can say. Definitely, ladies and gentlemen, I'm here speaking on Love and Inspiration with His Excellency UN Peace Ambassador Dr. Andre Thomas. And Dr. Thomas, let's get straight into it, because persons, I'm sure, really now are tuned in and definitely want to learn, as we talked about earlier, how. And, you know, because there's so many challenges out there and persons who dictate how we should live our lives and our finances, etc. So tell us right now, teach us where we can learn how your heritage and identity help to shape your destiny. The floor is yours, sir.
Okay. Now, the first thing I want to do is take you to the book of Revelation chapter 21. And there's certain things I want you to see there. So Revelation chapter 21, it talks about the city of the heavenly Jerusalem, and it has some outstanding scriptures there that once you grasp them would change your life forever. So reading from verse 24, 34, it says, "And the nations of those who are saved shall walk in the light, and the kings of the earth bring their glory and honor to it. Its gates shall not be shut up by night. There shall be no night there, for they shall bring the glory and honor of the nations into it." So this is speaking about the heavenly Jerusalem, and that's going to be erected after our world is coming to an end, and this is in eternity. Why do I bring this up? It's very important to understand, because in the end of the book of Revelation and in the beginning of the book of Genesis, the perfect will of God is seen. Because that is when sin and Satan did not tamper. So at the end of the book of Revelation and in the beginning of the book of Genesis, you see the perfect will of God in motion. That's important to understand. Now, when you see the perfect will of God in motion, you see two things in this scripture that I read. It says the kings of the earth bring their glory and honor to the city of the heavenly Jerusalem. It says the kings of the earth. Now, it's not speaking about the presidents of the earth. It's actually calling human beings kings. And it says they bring their glory and the honor. So what it tells you, the first thing you need to know, as an individual, when God sent your spirit to the earth, God crowned your spirit with glory and honor. What is glory? Glory is the weight of a thing. Is the strength of a thing. Like example, part of your glory that God put in you is that you're a radio broadcaster. That's part of your glory. Okay, so example, I don't know if you're a good cook, but I'm not a good cook, and my glory is not in the kitchen. But my glory is as a prophet. My glory is as an entrepreneur. So God put in every human spirit glory. So everybody listening to me, God put glory in your spirit. So your spirit came with glory in it. And then God gave your spirit honor. The word honor means value. It means rewarding a person for their value. It's why the Bible says, give honor to whom honor is due. So if a person has the value to me as a mother, I should give them the honor of a mother. If a person has the value to me as a sales attendant at a shop, I give them the honor of that. I should not give the honor of a mother to the honor to a sales assistant, because that's her value to me. So honor is based on what is due. So every person was given honor, which is value. So every person, God gave you glory and value. What's glory? Glory is giftings. So on the inside of you, every person listening to me, you are born with giftings and value. And that value in you is innate. Those giftings in you are innate. Now they're connected, because when you utilize your giftings for the value they were given, then you manifest your value. Now, most people on the in the earth, there's a reason why only 1% of the earth is rich. There's a reason why 1% of the earth actually control the earth. Because most people on the earth have innate value and don't have manifested value. So when you bring, so they have not manifested their value. They're waiting for somebody to discover them. They're waiting for somebody to give them permission to manifest their individual value. So the first thing you need to understand on an individual basis, listening to me, regardless of what situation you're in, on the inside of you, there is value and there's glory. Now, that value and that glory is innate. If it's unmanifested, it will not change your life, because you have got to bring what is inside of you out and superimpose it on the earth. And when you superimpose it on the earth will recalibrate to accommodate your value and your giftings. So you don't wait for somebody to give you permission. You rise up and you do what the Bible says, arise and shine. The word shine means to switch yourself on. So a lot of people have not switched themselves on. He says, arise and shine, for thy light is come. But for you to shine, revelation needs to come on you. So revelation needs to come to you to find out what is your value. Like, my value in the earth is this. God called me to take a people from bondage to greatness. My value is not in building cars. My value is not being a pilot to a plane. My value is that I have the giftings and the grace to take millions of people from bondage to greatness and nations as well. That's my value. I have no value in the kitchen. Okay, you understand that?
I follow you.
So it's like Pele, the football player, do not have value being a goalkeeper. So there's a value on the inside of you. So the first thing you need to know is that you are a creature of value and you're a creature of glory. And it's your responsibility to bring your glory out and your value out. Okay, that's number one. The second thing you need to know is that God, in the mathematics of destiny, God puts you in a nation. The next thing you need to know is that nations themselves have glory and value. So he says the nations bring their glory and honor to the heaven of Jerusalem. That means every nation, which is what ethnic group, contains glory and value in it that God did not give another ethnic group.
Wow.
So every ethnic group has a gifting. Have you wondered why you don't see black people up in a mountain meditating like the Chinese?
That's a powerful question.
That's not enough. Have you wondered why you don't see black people actually do what some Indians do? Okay, which is, the Indian holy men can lift up their hand and keep their hand up for 20 years. Have you ever seen any black brother do that? That's not in us. There is a glory. Have you ever seen a black ninja? We have to learn their arts, because there's a glory God put in them. So each ethnic group on the earth, God put in you glory and honor. God put in each ethnic group a divine difference. So when God decided the ethnic group that you should come through, God decided that you would have your own individual glory and honor, plus the glory and honor of your ethnic group. Jesus.
That's powerful.
Oh, man. So the glory and honor of your ethnic group. Now, in order for the glory and honor of your ethnic group to emerge, leaders within the ethnic group have to take responsibility for manifesting it. It's the same thing as individual. You do not wait for another ethnic group to give you permission to manifest the innate glory and value that is in your ethnic group. You don't wait for them to support it. You don't wait for them to give you donations to do that. No, on the inside of you, on the inside of every ethnic group on the earth, there is glory and value. Now, what has happened is that, I mean, one of the most crazy things in the world is to have, is the time when you had black people marching up and down, putting up a sign and saying, black is beautiful. It's like saying, I am a man. It is obvious black is beautiful. Every woman has a black dress. If it wasn't beautiful, why would they have it? So you're giving, you're asking somebody to give you permission to be you. That's madness. Total madness. So on the inside, it's the responsibility. The leaders within your ethnic group, it is their responsibility to lead the ethnic group so that the glory and honor that God put in the ethnic group will be manifested. And then the ethnic group can make its contribution as other ethnic groups have made their contribution. You see, every ethnic group has a divine difference in it. Every individual has divine difference. So when you look into eternity, so the New Jerusalem speaks of eternity. So in eternity, the divine distinctions of individuals are celebrated and the divine distinctions of ethnic groups are celebrated. Oh, man, you need to meditate in that.
I am definitely doing that.
So now when you combine both, so there are people who don't like the ethnic group. You see, you don't understand. You are waiting for somebody to give you permission to mine the gold that is within your ethnic group. Every ethnic group has gold in it, but it has to be mined. Everything precious is buried. God buried everything precious. You have to mine for it. You don't see gold on the surface, you go mine for it. You don't see diamond on the surface, you go to mine for it. So the treasure that is in the ethnic groups of African heritage has to be mined. But we leave our country, get on a boat, run to another country and say, you're not being kind, you're not giving us donations. You're not considering us. And then we get upset when we are treated badly. Come on. Why would you not be treated badly?
You know, Dr. Thomas, as you say that.
You don't value your own self.
You know, Dr. Thomas,
so
as you say that.
So you cannot expect me to value you more than you value you. That's it.
Yeah. As you say that, you know, that leaves me thinking of our present situation. As we broadcast live from St. Martin, and you said it like three times, that you're leaving your country to go to another country to actually like beg or request, while you've got your own gold, you've got your own resources, and you expect that another ethnic group is then going to be the one to dictate or what you are supposed to get in your finances, how your budget is supposed to be set up, etc., so that your country can work, while you have actually got it. And as leaders, it's important to show up and know exactly the authority that you have and what your country have to offer. I follow you completely.
You see, let me explain. When you see somebody, when you see me speaking about this, some people get the wrong impression. Let me explain. The way God made the earth, God made us not to be independent, not to be dependent, but to be interdependent. So what it means, when ethnic groups of African origin do not manifest their glory and value, they are causing God's solutions to not be manifested. If only the Germans manifest a solution, if only the Chinese manifest a solution, if only India manifest a solution, if only the Anglo-Saxons manifest a solution, if only the Dutch manifest a solution, and then the ethnic groups of African origin don't manifest themselves the solution, we are robbing our generation of the solutions that we carry. God did not create any ethnic group to be dependent. He created ethnic groups to be interdependent, that they make have their own contributions. Just like God intended, Roy Cotton Jr., you make your contribution to humanity. Andre Thomas, you make your contribution to humanity. And look, we're working together. We're interdependent.
Correct.
I'm not dependent on you, you're not dependent on me, but we are interdependent. We contribute together to create something bigger than ourselves. So there are ethnic groups that contribute zero to the world. They're only consumers of aid and donations.
Mm. Wow. Powerful.
Zero contribution to the world. Zero.
It's powerful. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm here live on Love and Inspiration with His Excellency, UN Peace Ambassador, Dr. Andre Thomas, live from out of beautiful Barbados. I'm pretty sure wherever you are taking notes. You are plugged into your radio as he's here with us today and helping you learn how your heritage and identity help to shape your destiny. Mr. Dr. Andre Thomas, you may continue. We have a few more minutes, of course, powerfully here with you on Love and Inspiration. Continue, sir.
Yes. So, how do we start? The first thing is this. Responsibility is the price of greatness. So, you got to take responsibility. You got to take responsibility to discover your individual self. You got to take responsibility to discover the individual glory and honor in you. And then the leaders of a tribe, the leaders of an ethnic group, have to take responsibility to discover the glory and honor God put in the ethnic group. When you have leaders who their strategy is to beg, then you know your strategy is begging. Your strategy cannot be begging.
Mm.
Look at Luxembourg. Do they beg? Look at Switzerland. Do they beg? Their leaders, look at the guys in Dubai. Do they beg? They've mined the gold in their ethnic group. You can mine the gold in yours. So you mine the gold in yours, and you bring the solution, the contribution of your ethnic group to the global array of ethnic groups and nations. Then you command respect for your ethnic group. Because when you don't manifest glory and honor from your ethnic group, you depend on the good graces of others. You don't command respect.
Wow. Huh. That's
you understand?
Absolutely.
I have so much to share in this, and for those who love this type of message, you can always connect with me on Instagram on Dr. Andre Thomas. You can connect with me there every day. I'm sharing because I'm very passionate. In this stage of my life, I'm passionate about raising up the 12 types of leaders that shape the destiny of nations. The problem that we have is that in order for the glory and honor of ethnic groups to be manifest, the glory and honor of a critical mass of leaders in that ethnic group need to emerge.
Hmm. You know, Dr. Thomas, with that being said, what you said a while ago, or that last sentence, I would like to connect it with what you said earlier with understanding the mining that we are able to, we should be doing as a country, as a people that is deeper than us, where you said you don't see Luxembourg begging, you don't see Switzerland. When I think about it, and I have this conversation quite often with my wife, when we go walking, we're praying for the Caribbean nation, the Caribbean region, that it has to come a point where we unify and understand that this Caribbean nation and region is powerful, and look at what we have that we are able to mine and be able to present to the world, that the world can see that this region is powerful and is operating the glory of God.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And I believe, as you're talking, this, what you're saying, operates as the catalyst to make that happen. Because we do have to come to recognize that at some point in time.
Let me show you this. The womb of the thinking of a nation, the womb of the thinking of a nation's leaders, would either abort the potential of the nation or deliver the potential of the nation.
Hmm. Wow. Can you repeat that again, sir?
The womb of the thinking of the leaders of a nation would either abort its potential or deliver its potential.
And can you explain us what that, in other words, mean, so that we can get the real powerful understanding of that, sir?
A womb. So inside the womb of every nation is glory and honor.
Correct.
If the thinking of the leaders of the nation is wrong, they would abort the glory and honor of the ethnic group.
Wow.
If the thinking is right, they will deliver it. Remember the 12 spies who went out to Canaan land?
Correct.
10 of the spies had the wrong thinking. The glory and honor of that entire generation was aborted because of 10 leaders.
Hmm. Wow.
The thinking of 10 leaders caused the destiny of 3 million people to be aborted. It's in your Bible.
Hmm. Powerful, Dr. Thomas. Wow, what words to leave us thinking about, especially as we are now in the month of February, Black History Month. But not only thinking about that for this month, but for every day of this year yet to move forward. It's so powerful what you shared a while ago. I mean, there's no other words to add on to that. I just want listeners to understand what was just shared a while ago by His Excellency UN Peace Ambassador Dr. Andre Thomas, live from out of Barbados. And sir, as we're coming up to the end, you stated a while ago how persons can connect with you. And with regard to that, I wanted to let you share with the listeners, because there's a powerful impact conference, high impact conference, that is going to be taking place on the 2nd of April. Can you share with listeners a little bit about that? Because there's so many persons that are tuned in right now.
Yes, we're going to be having our Daniel Esther Network, which is focused on raising these 12 types of leaders to shape the destiny of nations. It's going to be taking place in St. Martin. It's a virtual conference, and it's a conference of impact where I'm going to be sharing a lot more information, insight, and illumination on these subjects. You need to understand that illumination is a currency. Revelation is a currency. There's a reason why there's information that is classified, because there's a reason why every developed economy has a unit in the army called intelligence, because access to information can shift the destinies of nations. It is poor people who don't value information. It is poor people that don't value illumination. That's why the Bible says the poor man and the deceitful man appeared before the Lord, and the Lord opened their eyes and asked the Lord, I said, Lord, why did you put the poor man and related him to the deceitful man? He said, the deceitful man is blind to the virtues of integrity, and the poor man is blind to where I put his money. So what I'm telling you is information. Revelation is a currency. So at this event, the currency of revelation, to cause you to move from one level to another of leadership, to cause you to emerge as a leader in your ethnic group, to cause you to emerge as a chain agent, Wubishe. You can connect with me on Instagram, Dr. Andre Thomas. You can connect with me on Facebook on Dr. Andre Thomas. And I have lots of books, 26 books that speak about these issues. And I'm speaking right now from one of my books, The 12 Spheres of Leadership. So you can go to Amazon and type in 12 Spheres of Leadership, Dr. Andre Thomas, and you get the book and you get more information on this. Well, connect with me on Instagram, connect with me on Facebook, direct message me, and we'll connect.
Powerful. I appreciate that, sir, Dr. Andre Thomas. And I want to actually ask you this, because this is so very important for listeners to know. When we talk about, you know, we as people, with the heritage we have, being from this region, the Caribbean, Africa, I would like to actually mention this, that we are making great contributions to the world. And sometimes it is as if that is not noticed. So I just wanted to bring that forward, because when you think about it, really, they have robbed our heritage as Africans. What are your thoughts about that?
Now, let me explain to you. Individual impact is not as powerful as collective impact. You see, what you need to understand, individual impact cannot represent the impact of a nation. When a nation does not create and assess its divine solutions, its contribution to the world. You see, it's not about individual contributions. It's about collective contribution. And there's a realm where you command respect. The issue is America does not respect United Arab Emirates because they like them. You go to Dubai, it will command respect. It's called respect when among nations is commanded. There is a level of glory that when it manifests, it will command respect. Because it's a divine system. So individual success here, success there, that's at an individual level. The success of Michael Jordan cannot represent the successes, the success of a whole Black American people. You can't talk about Michael Jordan. No. Now, it cannot be one individual. It cannot be Venus Williams. It cannot be this businessman. No, you're talking about a people. You're talking about a people. You see, so when you're dealing with nationhood, you're talking about the people. When you speak about individuals, obviously, there are individuals of African heritage that hold their own in any sphere. But we're not talking about, but yet they will hold their own in their sphere. Yet down the road, they are killing one another like flies. So what you got to understand is that you see, it's taking responsibility for the beauty of your ethnic group to emerge. Every ethnic group has beauty. The opposite of this is racism. Racism is thinking you are superior to another race. No. This is not racism. This is destiny. Destiny is thinking my ethnic group has a destiny. And I'm taking responsibility to bring it so we can make our contribution to the world. That's positive. We need people with that mentality. And I am called by God to raise up a critical mass of people to shift this all over the world.
Wow.
And if you want more, connect with me.
Powerful, powerful His Excellency, UN Peace Ambassador Dr. Andre Thomas, live here on Love and Inspiration with yours truly, Roy Cotton Jr. He's speaking with us from out of beautiful Barbados, and you heard also a while ago from him that he's invited you for a powerful conference that is going to be taking place online on the 2nd of April 2022, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time. The Daniel and Esther Network, St. Martin, presents High Impact Conference, and this is an opportunity to increase your impact and influence as a business, marketplace, government, or social leader. And we will be hosting that, myself and Dr. Nicole Irmay Francis Cotton, as directors of the Daniel Esther Network St. Martin here on beautiful St. Martin. So, Your Excellency, UN Peace Ambassador Dr. Andre Thomas, it's a pleasure having you here on Love and Inspiration. Your final closing powerful words to the listeners out there as they have tuned in today and really heard what you had to share, helping them to learn how your heritage and identity helped to shape your destiny. Your final closing words, sir.
What is too big for your mind is too big for your hand. If your mind cannot conceive it, your hand will never receive it or sustain it. And the human mind, once expanded, will never return back to its original condition. So let revelation expand your mind.
Wow. Thank you, sir. Thank you so much for being here, Love and Inspiration, leaving us with such powerful words in your closing statement. Dr. Andre Thomas, thank you for your time, being on Love and Inspiration today. God bless you as you continue to change nations and take persons and nations from bondage into greatness. Thank you, sir, for being on Love and Inspiration.
Thank you. It's a pleasure.
As always, ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to Dr. Thomas, His Excellency, UN Peace Ambassador. He's a visionary, bishop, economic leadership coach, thought leader, and it's really, really was a pleasure to have him. And he's absolutely a powerful author. You heard about his 26 books. You can connect with him on Instagram. You can connect with him on Facebook. And just type in Dr. Andre Thomas, and you will hear and read everything that he has to share, a powerful ministry. And we do invite you, of course, to connect and get ready for the High Impact Conference on the 2nd of April 2022. And that's going to be virtual, of coming straight out of St. Martin. Ladies and gentlemen, you can connect also with Dr. Andre Thomas on www.danielandesthernetwork.org. That's danielandesthernetwork.org. And I thank him so much for being with us here on the show today. God bless him, and may he have a wonderful day further. Thank you, sir, for being on Love and Inspiration. Until next time.
Sadly, you've lost a loved one. You're experiencing complicated grief and don't know what to do. You feel you're losing your mind, or you're experiencing a dark night of the soul due to some painful life challenges and can't seem to see the light at the end of the tunnel. Perhaps you're struggling in your marriage or relationship and feel like throwing in the towel. Maybe you're a student and struggling with your self-esteem and suffer from test anxiety. Or you're a business person hitting the glass ceiling and struggling in your business and need a breakthrough. Or maybe you simply need to retreat and hear yourself think so you may recharge and refocus. Whatever the challenges you face, Victorious Living has developed a solution for you. Call Victorious Living at 1-721-524-8731, 1-721-522-2084, or 1-888-VICTORY. That's 1-888-388-4286. Or visit us at victoriouslivingfoundation.com and transform your life today.
Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download the Shiny Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download Bashani Radio, see our features and much more. Download the Bashani Radio app for free now.